This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Here's our sugya on Daf Nun Hey. There's a very beautiful Gemara on the bottom of Nun Hey Amud Aleph about reaching high levels, teaching Torah and humility. The Gemara said, "Darshing the pasuk umi midbar matana, umi matana nachliel, umi nachliel bamais," and the Gemara darshan this pasuk that if somebody makes himself like a desert, which is hefker to everyone, the Torah will be given to him as a matana. Like it says, and from the midbar, matana. And once it's given to him as a matana, he inherits Hashem. Shenemar, umi matana nachaliel. And once he inherits Hashem, he's oila legedula. Like it says, umi nachaliel bamois. And if he makes himself arrogant, Hashem will lower him. Like it says, umi bamois hagai. Fine. So what does it mean to be, make oneself like a midbar that's mufkar lakal? What does it mean to be mufkar lakal? What exactly is this level to be mufkar lakal? So the Tosfos says, mufkar lakal, sheye melame Torah lakal, to teach Torah to everyone. Likewise, the Rosh says, Shumufkar lakol, lilmoid Torah say lakol, to teach Torah to everyone. But the Ran says, mufkar lakol, melamed Torah b'chinam lakol. The Ran adds one more thing, to teach Torah for free. For free. Now, what exactly is this madriga of being mufkar lakol? So we have a beautiful Meiri. The Meiri says, mi madregois hachachma, from the levels of wisdom, hachroinashram, and the highest among them, who lashpia mechachmasa lezulasai, to cause to flow from your wisdom to others. Vihihi hamaamedes vehamakayemes Torah leloim deha. This is what really preserves Torah to those who learn it. Meaning, it preserves Torah in the one who learns the Torah. The one who learns Torah will have the Torah preserved in him if he teaches it to others. That by teaching it to others, the Torah will be preserved in the learner himself. And he quotes the Gemara in Nedarim Daf Nun Hey, this Gemara that we just read. So when it says that im oisa tamil chacham atzna kemidbar shu mufkar lakoil, the Torah is given to him as a matana. That means if a person teaches Torah to everyone, then the teacher will be given the Torah as a matana, and the Torah will be preserved in him. The Chasam Sofer writes in the Chidushei Chasam Sofer on Nedarim, Nirali, demashaniten la b'matana, the reason why the Torah is given as a gift to the teacher, perish al yidei ha-talmidim, through the students, shehuloi made imahem, that he learns with them, umafkar atzmai, kemidbar, and he makes himself ownerless like a midbar, aydeza zoicha lahavin ulahasig yoiser mikayach sechlai. Through that, he is zoicha to understand and to achieve more than his natural capacity. The teacher is able to understand more than his natural capacity. Shakalish baruch hu noisin lei matana, Hashem gives him a gift, umagalin loi rozei Torah, and Hashem reveals to him the secrets of Torah, benase kemayin hamaskaber. He becomes an ever, a spring that becomes stronger and stronger. Ach efshir sheyasig hayoim, v'yishkach machar, kematana, amnas lahachzer. But you might say, says the Chasam Sofer, okay, this person who's teaching Torah, he will be given understanding above and beyond his natural capacity, but maybe he'll forget it. So it's very nice, it's a matana, but there's something called matana al-manas lahachzer. Maybe he'll forget it. The answer is, it says, nachalu kale that it's given as a Yerusha. A Yerusha has no hefsek. In other words, what are these levels? Matana, nachala. Says the Chasam Sofer, matana could be matana manas lahachzir. You might forget it. Nachala is something that's never taken away. The Marsha says, let's see. The Marsha says, "Lekach darshu ala Torah, kiven she'osa adam atzah kamidbar, dehainu she'talmudai miskayim biyadai." By teaching, the Torah will be sustained in the person. V'hachi mufurz parakeit said, "Ma'avren k'mash shekasav la'el parak ein bein amudar gabei Moshe shebetchilo hayolamei Torah." Or Meshakcha, Moshe would start off learning Torah, and you'd forget it. Shenitna loy b'matana, until it was given as a gift for Amar. And the Marsha says, once it was given to him, in this inyan, it was preserved in him. And therefore, nachlu kale. Someone who is zoicha to this is called the nachlas of Hashem. The Iyun Yaakov emphasizes that the meaning of being like a midbar and hefker is just like a midbar is free, so Divrei Torah is always free. And then you're being noig like Moshe Rabbeinu, who was nohag ba toivas ayin, and he gave the Torah b'chinam. So then Hashem gives the person the Torah as a matana. You have a Gemara in Temura. The Gemara in Temura describes the relationship between the teacher and the student and what happens to to both of them. The Gemara says, "Ki yoytze v'davar ato emer rosh v'ish t'chakim nifkashu meir enei shneyem Hashem." When a student goes to the Rebbe, the Omer Loi, and the student says to the Rebbe, "Lamdeni Torah." Ima lamda, if the Rebbe teaches the Torah, Meir Einei Shneim, God illuminates the eyes of both of them. V'im lav, Asher v'rash nifgashu oisu kul mashem. God will make the wise person a fool, and the foolish person wise. That what preserves the Torah, both in the Rebbe and the Talmud, is his teaching to others. Says the Peleyites, "Lo'itoyvaso atamicham she'enem roitzim lomaydim b'neyem v'im talmidim k'tanim." It's not correct if talmidim don't want to learn with their children or with weaker students. In their eyes, they could be learning on a very high level. And now what? They're going to learn with a young person or someone not so knowledgeable or equipped to learn. Very often, a person could say, if I learn on my own, in one day I could learn many daf and many poiskim and write a lot of Torah. But if I learn with Talmidim, I have to spend a lot of time until they review it, until they understand it. But, says the Peleyotz, Mishamasav l'shem shamayim la'asos nachzorach li'yotzreinu. Someone whose actions are for the sake of heaven, to bring nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki zet tzarach li'yotz kol megam asenu bezman chiyusenu, which is our entire objective while we're alive, to bring nachas to Hashem, to spend our life bringing nachas. We would not pay attention to this. We would try to do that which brings Hashem more nachas. And it brings Hashem a lot more nachas ruach, to learn with your friend's son, or learn with one's own son, even Aleph Beis, which is Hevel She'im Baichet, than for the person themselves to learn Negam Va'alais. Hashem has a lot more nachas when you learn with someone who's on a low level than if you learn on your own on a high level. And there's a time for everything, and Lefum Tzara Agra, and it's V'ahavta L'Recha Kamoicha. Just like if you didn't have the capability of learning with your children, you would want others to have mercy on them and learn with them. So you need to have mercy on other people and teach their children Torah, especially someone who has no father. So that's the importance of learning with others. Rav Aaron Cutler, in the Mishnah Rav Aaron, he also discusses this drasha and being like a midbar to teach everyone. Because if you're mafkir yourself like a midbar, that reflects humility. And Rav Aaron explains further, teaching Torah is something that is the inheritance of the entire Klal Yisrael. And when you do something for the Tayelas of the Tzibur, you have to do it L'Shem Shamayim, for their benefit. And then it's effective. So, Rav Aaron basically says that if you're mevatel yourself to Klal Yisrael, to teach them, and you have no anoichi, you have no reality on your own, then you become like Klal Yisrael. If you're mevatel yourself to Klal Yisrael, then you are Klal Yisrael. So the Torah is given to you, because the Torah is given to the Tzibur of Yisrael. So if you're mevatel yourself to the Jewish people to teach them the Shem Shamayim, so you become subordinate to Klal Yisrael, the nation of Israel, so God will give you the Torah. That's who God gives the Torah to, the nation of Klal Yisrael. One last thing, the Netziv uses this halacha lemaisa for copyright law. Huh? In other words, let's say I have a chiddush. Do I own it? Let's say I come up with a chiddush. Or let's say you come up with a chiddush. Do you own it? Well, it says Hashem gives it to you as a matana. So then you own it. So let's say I say, wow, that was a nice chiddush that you said. I'm going to publish it now. Could you say, what do you mean you're going to publish it? It's my chiddush. I own it. I have ownership of it. You're not going to publish it. So the Netziv says there's a dichotomy. On the one hand, the one who says a chiddush, it was given to him by God as a gift, so he has ownership over it. But he's not entitled to tell someone else that they can't publish it. It's his, but he has no rishus to exert his ownership in a way to stop others from publishing it. By the way, that's not unanimously held. Many poskim say, yeah, I could stop someone from publishing it. But if the Netziv takes from this Gemara, Nedarim, that on the one hand, God gives it to you as a gift, and therefore it's yours. But on the other hand, it's not so simple. He says, you could be Yesh Lachgar. Does someone who learns Torah have the right to warn someone, don't teach my Torah to others. I don't want you telling others about it. L'chaira, you should be allowed to instruct others that they can't share your Torah. After all, you own it. Like the Gemara says in the end, it's Nikreis al Shemai. Like it says, V'soy rasa yega. Like the Gemara says in Erevin, that, or in the Gemara Nedarim, that once it's given to you as a matana, nachalai kel. Like the Gemara said in the Dharm earlier, first Moshe Rabbeinu learned the Torah and was forgotten until it was given to him as a matana. Once it's given as a matana, you don't forget it. And then Nachala Ikel, they help a person be Mechadesh in Torah, which, so it becomes his Nachala. So that which means, if it's my Chidushim, I could say, I'm only giving Rishus to my children to publish my Chidushim. After all, it's mine, so I could instruct who has the rights to publish it. So L'chaira, if I wanted, I could instruct no one could publish it. But says in the Tziv, upon further analysis, this is not so. It's only yours that you could say, I'm giving it to so-and-so. But to say, I'm not giving it to anyone, I can't do that. Because I have a mitzvah to teach it and not to hide it from myself. It's like the truma of the Bailam. It's like truma. I own the truma. It's my truma to give it to whoever I want, but I can't say I'm not giving it to anyone. Truma is the ownership of the owner of the field. But he only owns it that he could give it to whoever he wants, but he can't say I'm not giving it at all. Which Lechara would indicate that a person could say, look, it's mine, and I don't let you publish it. I want to publish it. Right? In other words, there is proprietary ownership on intellectual property in Torah. I could say, it's mine, and I want to publish it. Or you could say, it's yours, and you want to publish it. Or you want to teach it in your, you know, according to your stipulations. But to say, it's mine, and I don't want anyone to, I don't have rights over that. It's analogous to truma. It's called by the name of the Mechadesh. To give it to whoever he wants. But that's only that it should not be lost and it should not be batel. But to make it that no one has rights over it at all, you have no rishus. It's against the Torah. You're mechuyev lelamid l'achirim. Even though a lot of Chidushei Torah from many generations were lost, they unfortunately did not have the schus to teach it to others. But even Nevi'im, the Gemara says, many Nevi'im were not zoicha, that their Nevu'ah should be given over to the Dairais. But to say, I want to, these are my Chidushei, and no one could look at it, you don't have a right to do that. But you could say, they're mine, and I want to disseminate it, you know, according to my conditions. That you could do. Okay, Rabbi Isai. Have a good night. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.